The vice chairman of the NPP, Fred Owari, has again stressed the need for supporters of the party to keep calm and stay at home and wait for the Supreme Court's verdict. He said the party believes in peace and will ensure that there will be no disturbances from the supporters. Mr. Owari said the day is going to be a normal one for the individuals in question and all party members.
We want all our members to keep calm. There's no point for anyone to congregate on the premises of the Supreme Court or anywhere near. That's a matter that is legal and there are due processes which must be observed. What we are advising them to do is to stay home or at best just meet at the party offices and just encourage themselves with some exhortations, some songs of praise, and generally remain peaceful. We do not want this to degenerate into any unpleasant events. We are absolutely certain that nothing untoward will happen.
You issued a statement calling on the members to remain calm and not to troop to the Supreme Court to avoid confrontation with the police. But how do you ensure that members abide by this directive?
I think we have very disciplined members. They listen to the voice of leadership. We are absolutely certain it will not happen. That is the outcome. We've opened the party office for those who otherwise feel like they're stepping out of their homes to show solidarity.
Is the party scared the two leading members may face the wrath of the Supreme Court?
It's a legal matter. The court would look at the evidence before them and based on what the statute says, they will rule according to whatever comes out. We are prepared to abide by the ruling, more or less than that.
But then if you were to give them pieces of advice, what would you tell them?
Well, to be law-abiding.
You heard Vice Chairman of the NPP, Fred Owari, talking to Agatha Samoa.
A lecturer at the Political Science Department of the University of Ghana, Legon, Professor Kwesi Jonah, says the country is not polarized and will continue to enjoy peace during and after the Supreme Court's verdict. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Professor Jonah said, once political leaders have pledged to accept the verdict of the Supreme Court, the followers will do same. He, however, said patriotism must be taught in schools to foster national cohesion. He spoke to Agatha Asamoah.
I don't think the country is any more polarized now than before the election. Anytime you enter an election, people take very partisan positions. And unfortunately, the 2012 elections, the extent that the outcome is still being contested in court, makes it appear as if the 2012 presidential elections especially isn't conclusive. It's like we are still in the election mode. And that is why it appears as if the society is polarized.
Now, let's look at the issue where the Christian Council wants us to foster tribal, ethnic and national cohesion and promote a nation with one people and a single destiny. Has our educational sector done enough to imbibe the sense of nation first among students?
I started school soon after independence in the 50s, and one of the most popular subjects in school, at basic school especially, all the way I think after middle school at that time, was civics, which is something like patriotism. Unfortunately, this very important subject, civics or patriotism, was expunged from the school curriculum at some point in time. And this particular subject fostered the love of fatherland in the people. And even at that time, we knew the distinction between the good citizen and the bad citizen, and the characteristics of a good citizen, the characteristics of a bad citizen. Unfortunately, we've taken this out of the curriculum. You are absolutely right. Our school system is not fostering enough national cohesion.
Lecturer at the Political Science Department of the University of Ghana, Professor Kwesi Jonah, sharing thoughts with Agatha Asamoah.